go! Don't open that door! They're going to get all of us killed!
Something's coming.
It's time for Movie Month. It is my third annual Movie Month, in which I will be watching 30 movies in 30 days, and I'll either hate them or give them praise.
Good evening. It's day 15 of Movie Month, and it's 11:30 p.m. at night, so I have a half hour to finish this episode and post it to the website so that it's considered today. It's my fault, really. I was really psyched to see this movie, but I didn't get to start it till late, and of course, when I sit down and watch a movie, I start dozing off, even though I'm into the movie, and I keep rewinding it and keep rewinding it and keep rewinding it. Finally, you know, moments happen that keep you, that jar you awake and freak you out, and then you're good to go. And that's what happened today with today's movie, the movie that I was probably one of those movies I was really looking forward to see above all others. Like, I couldn't wait to watch this movie. Of course, I did wait. I waited till it was a rental price on Google. But yeah, 10 Cloverfield Lane. I remember when I first saw the preview for this, it came out of nowhere. There was no talk of a Cloverfield sequel. And boom, this thing comes out of nowhere. And of course, I didn't go see it in the theater. But I never got spoiled, which was awesome. Oh, it's late, I got to tell you. Never got spoiled. Never knew how this worked in the Cloverfield universe. And it's weird, after watching it, I'm still a little confused of how it works in the Cloverfield universe. I would assume, because in Cloverfield in 2008, a giant alien comes to Earth. I think it falls from the sky, comes to Earth, wreaks havoc. Now, in this movie, John Goodman keeps two people in a bunker with him because the end of the world is out there. Now, he's half right because he thought the air... Well, I'm going to spoil this, so if you didn't see it, too late. He thought he kept talking about how the air wasn't contaminated, and it doesn't look like it was. But at the same time, there were aliens out there. And we find that at the end when our star, played by the actress Mary Elizabeth Winstead... I believe was in Scott Pilgrim. When she finally gets outside, we realize that John Goodman was kind of right and you should be hiding. But I thought we were going to see the exact same alien from Cloverfield. Oh my God. Whew, we didn't. What we did see was like some kind of weird alien worm monster thing and a big alien ship that was kind of alive inside. I did a little reading in the 2 minutes that I had between recording this and talking about it. And it seems like this takes place in the same universe, but it's not a direct sequel to Cloverfield. But they were definitely references to J.J. Abrams with Slusho and Kelvin, the gas station. There were references to the original, to a company that was in some of the viral marketing for the original Cloverfield. So there's definitely connections, definitely the same universe. And I'm going to have to assume that these aliens are from the same planet as the other alien, maybe, and they're all kind of coming to Earth at the same time. Now, my thinking was that this movie happens first in the universe and all the stuff that goes down. But then the fact that it was the address is called 10 Cloverfield Lane might just be a cute little nod to the fact that these movies are called Cloverfield, because I thought maybe the events that happened at 10 Cloverfield Lane were the first of something that became called Project, or, you know, Project Cloverfield or whatever. codename Cloverfield, that then becomes the huge thing in New York. But it doesn't seem to be that way. It seems like this took place in modern times. And the other took place when that happened as well. Oh, excuse me. I did read that J.J. Abrams was going to connect. Oh, they were talking about the there might be other movies to connect these directly. They did kind of set this up like there could be more happening in the future. If any event, they kind of gave you a glimpse that more is to happen. There was no after credit scene, which I was upset about because I thought maybe there would be one. There was a real simple one in the original Cloverfield, which I saw in the theater with my friend, and he almost got sick because of that shaky camera. But besides the connection, let's say this was a standalone movie. It was just a really awesome, claustrophobic, tense movie with great acting. I mean, John Goodman is friggin' awesome in this, okay? As I said, Mary Elizabeth Winstead is really good in this. And then the third guy who's in the shelter with them is a guy named John Gallagher Jr., which is funny. I never heard of this guy before. And last week I'm watching him in Hush as the man. This week I'm watching him in 10 Cloverfield Lane. I've seen this guy in two movies. Both of these movies have a total of like five people each. Like he's been in these little movies with small little casts. And he's been great in both of them. And this movie was really cool. I'd like to see how it connects more. I love looking for little clues, like an envelope. I pause it and I read the address. I'm like, oh, that's something. And I want to read more trivia on this. But just a really cool movie. And I'm so glad I finally saw it. And oh my God, I got to go to bed. I was up really early walking this morning. I'm probably going to do it again tomorrow. But then I'm on vacation, y'all. Here's the thing, though. Tomorrow's Thursday. Fine, no problem. The next day is Friday. That might be a little tough to get a podcast up because I'm going to be driving out to New York to visit family. Saturday, I'm going to be in New York with family. Sunday, I'm going to be coming home from New York with family. So I'm going to have to wake up at the crack ass of dawn on Friday and watch a movie. I think that's the simplest plan. See if I can watch a movie, record a podcast, get it up before like 8 a.m. That would be nice. I doubt it'll happen. But here's the thing. I'm done right now because I need to get this up in 25 minutes. So 10 Cloverfield Lane. Awesome. John Goodman, awesome. Anything that's connected to J.J. Abrams to me is awesome. So I hope you guys enjoyed it too. I would love to hear feedback. You can find me at Geek Mentality on Twitter, at Fans.Experts on Twitter. Fans.Experts.com is the website. Hashtag is FNE Movie Month. Facebook is Facebook.com/FNE Movie Month. And if you go to Fans.Experts, you can find our SoundClouds, which are at SoundCloud.com/FNE Movie Month and FNE Movie Month 2. That's it. I'm done. Really cool. Good night. Play my music.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.